there, my name's Alicia Darby, and in this episode, we're gonna talk about three specific exercises that you can do to boost your confidence almost immediately. Hey there, I'm Alicia Darby. I built and automated an online business by leveraging media like podcasts, YouTube, and social channels. Now I coach entrepreneurs and personal brands on how you can start your show to attract qualified leads, build your influence, and communicate with confidence on stage and in life. Your audience awaits. They're gonna love you. So as you know, confidence is huge. It is a huge defining factor in how your clients see you and how you show up to a client appointment or even to a sales process or in any phase of your business. Just confidence, totally important, right? Okay. That's not something that you never knew before. I know that you know that that is wildly important. But there are times in our lives and in business where we tend to lose our confidence for really many different reasons that can happen. But in this episode, I want to share with you how you can get it back right away. So I actually do three specific things when I'm low on confidence. You don't need to do them all, but choose which one you think is best for you. Now, the first one I'm going to share with you is called the I'm Awesome List. So a mentor of mine recommended this to me, and now I'm recommending it to you. It's something that I do with all of my clients. Before we begin, they are required to write down a list of all of the reasons that they are awesome, that they are so perfect for your specific business, okay? That's what I want you to do. So your I'm Awesome list could include your education. So maybe you've taken lots of classes or certifications, maybe you even have a degree in whatever it is that you are an expert on. It even could be accolades. So maybe you've received certain accolades in your industry, maybe you've been published in magazines, maybe you've just received some really awesome praise by somebody that you admire. All of those things could be seen as accolades. In this, you may also include cool things you've done in your life, like experiences that you've had that contribute to your success, and even the successes that your clients have had. So some of their transformations are things that help you to know that you are awesome. Okay, so the I'm Awesome list is a gigantic list of all the reasons that you are spectacular and, or awesome in that case. But the reason that we do this in advance is because as you go through your business, we always, you know, all of us deal with this. Little fears come up and we gotta stomp them out, or maybe there is something that you see that you're like, wow, that is something that I would love to do, but you're not currently doing it. Sometimes you might be like, huh, I really ought to do that. It's the shiny object, right? Everything's like sparkly. Everything everybody else is doing is wonderful. You've got to really just rest in the fact that you're on the right track, that you're doing what you need to do, and that you are awesome too. So that's what the I'm Awesome list is all about. When all those fears or the imposter syndrome is chasing you down, you go to your I'm Awesome list. Now, the second major thing that you can do that's going to radically increase your confidence is to track your client feedback. So I know when I first started my business, I started to get emails from people who really I didn't even know, but they were being impacted by the work that I was doing in the world. And those emails, they fill my soul. I love getting Facebook messages and notes on Instagram, and when people tag me in their successes, all of that just feeds your soul. So what I started to do, and I recommend this for you as well, start tagging those things or screenshotting them and putting them in a folder. Mine is called wins, like client wins, client success. And I've heard of other people even call them love. So when you're experiencing some client love, when they give you a little of that good stuff, screenshot it, put that in your folder. And this is great for those moments where you're really doubting yourself, when you're like, there's not enough clients, or, I don't think I could actually do this, or nobody wants to work with me anyway. When those little thoughts get in your head, silence them with the win bucket, okay? Or it could be a win folder, it could be a win bulletin board, it could be any type of way of tracking your wins. That's your win bucket, okay? And that's where you're gonna be. And like I said, some people call it love. You can call it whatever you wanna call it, but essentially it's those big successes that you've had in conjunction with your clients. And number three. So number three is actually a little bit different than the first two. The I'm Awesome list and the Win bucket are both kind of looking at the successes that you've had in the past or things that you've done to get where you are today. Number three is actually more about utilizing your expert advice, okay? Now, this one is going to, I promise you, this one is gonna make you feel amazing and you're able to choose somebody else that you can help along the way. So what this one is expert advice, and essentially how this works is you attempt, and not attempt, you actually can do this because you know what you're doing, okay? But you wanna find somebody that could really use your expert advice and who would also openly welcome it. So this could be a follower that has been following you for many years or somebody that's even just a dear friend that you want to help out. What you're gonna do is actually give them your expert advice completely for free in a loving way. When you are loving to your audience or to whomever it is that you're helping, a client or a friend, then they will receive that properly, okay? That's really what it comes down to, is showing up with dear, dear, dear love to help the other person. Now, this actually happened to me, so I'm gonna give you an example of like really what I'm talking about here. I actually had a friend who I hadn't talked to in several months and we'd sort of lost touch. He moved away from the city and so was doing other things, but the guy was an amazing, and is to this day, an incredible online salesman. So he structures, he's an internet marketer, so he structures online sales pages that just do like buko bucks, okay? So he really, really knows what he's doing. And I really respect all of the knowledge that he has. And every time that he's given me even a morsel of advice in the past, I've latched onto it and implemented it immediately. So flash forward, one day I'm sitting at my computer and I get a little Facebook message and I'm like, oh, he's sending me a Facebook message. I wonder what's up. Like, we haven't spoken in a long time. What's going on? I open this message and he starts by saying, hi, Alicia, I wanted to give you some feedback on your sales page. And I was like, well, I would love that. People pay thousands of dollars to get feedback on their sales page. Like, bring it on, you know? I'm like already excited. And he went on to say several of the things that he thought were excellent, where I'd done a really great job already. So that made me feel really good. And then he also gave me one very specific, very easy little change that I could do for my sales page. And it made the world of difference. I was so like grateful to him. I wrote back like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. And just poured and poured back. And I don't think he did this intentionally in this way, although I, you know, because we were out of touch for so long, it wasn't like I was asking for his feedback. He just willingly gave it. This is a strategy that you can do to boost your confidence by easily and lovingly and willingly giving your expert advice to somebody who you know would just so benefit from it and truly receive it with love. That is an incredible way to boost your confidence. Because listen, you are an expert and you giving advice to somebody who would need it, that's what this world is all about, right? We're all just crafting ourselves in our best way possible in order to share it with the world. That is going to increase your confidence like incredibly, even if they don't reply back and just like gush all over. Like, this is what I did when he wrote that to me. I like was like, you're awesome, you're fabulous, you're wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, you know? Even if the person that you reach out doesn't respond like that, I promise you they're going to appreciate getting your advice. Now, again, we're not doing this in a way to be judgmental to people or to put people down or to let other people know that you know what you're doing and they don't, okay? That's not what this is about. It's truly about seeking to serve. And when you lead with that and you do it in a loving way, people are gonna respond positively. And that is going to boost your confidence for your business. Because ultimately, that is what your business is all about. It's about serving others with integrity and with love. So, three specific ways that you can boost your confidence: the I'm Awesome list, the Win bucket, and giving unsolicited expert advice. So now I wanna hear from you, which of those three things are something that you could implement immediately? Is it the I'm Awesome list? That one is super fun to do and it's great to have on hand for when you're writing your bio or when you're updating your website. So the I'm Awesome list. The second one is the client wins bucket or your love bucket. So, and it could even be that maybe you're already screenshotting cool messages that you get from people and things, and the next step would be easily to just drag and drop them into a folder on your computer so that you can visit back and kind of collect them all in one area. And then the third one is expert advice. Maybe you already have somebody that's kind of in your tutelage, an intern, or somebody that you mentor at your church or something that you are already pouring that expert advice into, or that you easily could begin right away. So leave a comment for me below which of those three are something that you want to start right away. And now, my dear, it's your time to shine. I'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for listening. I would be honored if you'd hop over to iTunes from your computer and leave a 5-star rating and review. Tell me what you love most about the podcast and what you'd like to see more of. That is how podcasts prosper. So I would be so grateful for your help. Thank you again, and I'll talk to you soon.